20 foot. Then more or less cover by actually quite a bit of ground. Let's just make a very quick succumb. We learned to be that basically the Malach of Tofa is that it means you're sewing two items, bring two items together. That's what you're doing. It's not only with thread. Any chibur that you do, any way of joining something, that's the Isur Tofa. So you can glue it. Stapling is also the same problem actually. Stapling is also binding things together, sticking something together. And that's also to do on Shabbos. He said it applies to paper, soft plastic, leather, cloth. And the Bi'alach is Mechadish, actually, very Mechadish to Bi'alach. Bi'alach is Mechadish in Shir Mem, so if you dull it, I saw this earlier last time, that it applies to wood. Wood, a person takes two pieces of wood, for example, and glues it together. So it's a Chiddush, the Bi'alach is Mechadish, that's also called Tofa. Small Bi'alach is, if you dull it. Let's see if we can find it. How's that Tovah's Tovah? In Yonik Tovah, we take two separate things. We machaber oisim nechim join to one. The hele they did with a glue. The nearer leases of one, says the short, says the Bialacha. Who are dink, shmetabik eitz le eitz, and they devik. Person takes glue and he sticks two pieces of wood together. That's also called Tovah. It's a big chiddush, amazing stuff. Things from Zaman asked, others asked, someone built a building, for example, cements two bricks together. Besides both, like, the Tofa as well, it's a chiddush that. Yeah?
On
the boiler line. Yeah, he's asking, why is it different? That's an interesting kasha. The other kasha was asked, the book from Shlomo Zalman, I think, was kasha. That's very awesome.
What's the actual Tofa? What's the translation of Tofa? It's two things together.
Tofa is so. It brings two things together. It shows what it means. How do you bring two things together? We know gluing is a problem, yeah?
Gluing, cementing, all that sort of...
It's a good question. It's fermenting. Why is cementing different? It's a nice thing, because you say it's hard stuff, a hard thing. The master is makes a very big difference towards what we're saying, because you can see that it's on the next Malach career, it's the opposite of Tofa. That means whatever's called Tofa, pastor's a general guideline, to undo that Tfira is career. So it's important to know what it fits into. I mean, if someone takes two pieces of wood, which are stuck together, for example, he breaks it off, has he done career? According to the Bi'alacha, the Chari, he's done Korea because you separated the two pieces of wood that were stuck together. Like joining it together is Tofa, so the Chari is sticking it together.
And nailing two pieces
of wood. That's the Chari. I mean, wood is the Chari. I mean, you mean on wood?
It's done. Nailing two things together. Is that Tofa as well?
What?
And is that also Tofa?
Someone takes a bit, that's like a staple, for example. Someone staples two pieces of paper together, that's Tofa.
That's Tofa.
So the Chari, who I think, someone nails, I don't know what, someone, we said, we're speaking about, someone puts a pin through papers.
Yeah.
And it sticks onto the notice board. That could be a sometimes. You have to know if that's adding to the bill. That's an alarm issue. The chayr, as long as you're sticking it together, you're joining it together, the chayr, that board is on...
It comes off.
On Rachel Tofa.
It's not for
long time. It's a chidr. He's not so happy with this, though. He brings over here, in the box, you can see see, that's all the same shayr. It's also an interesting question as well. If you stick something soft onto something hard, is that called Tofa? So according to the Bi'alacha, even two hard things is called Tofa. So Marshall, I don't know, let's say for example, on Shabbos, can someone take a label off a bottle? I mean, he soaks it in water, for example, gets wet, and then he wants to peel it off. Is that correct? So if it's Tofa to put on, then to undo would be correct. So the Bi'alacha Elachar is taking on that. Even two half years mamish is the shine of Tofa. So who I did career with me as well. One of them is hard, one's not going to be a problem with the Bi'alacha. He brings at the bottom, he's a Chiddush Lemaisa, Moshe Zalman. But Lemaisa is a Bi'alacha. The Bi'alacha says that. That's how we're taking on. Lemaisa, that's what comes up. It applies to, what else it applies to? Minato, we said this really beginning. Minato, the Issa of Tofa, is when you thread, you go through a baguette, through here, and you come back out again on the same side. You've gone in and out, forwards and backwards, back to the same side. If you make a knot on that, you've done this sort of Tofa. If it's a proper knot, it's kosher as well. If it's a knot and bow, for example, it won't be kosher, it would be Tofa. If you go three times through a baguette, you go through here, stick these two things together, you go in, out, and back in again, then that's also called Tofa. Just three times can also be called Tofa. So one has to be careful what one's doing. I'll tell you where it's negate. I was just thinking about this today, actually. You know, sometimes you get loose threads on your begodim. Marshall can have a button here, because I've got a button here, which is still tight. So the Marshall, to pull the thread tight, that is tofa. You're strengthening it. Yeah? If you go around with the thread afterwards to make it in a stable position, that's much, it's a chometic tofa that could be. It's going to be a permanent thing, that's how it's going to stay. Yeah? So one has to be very careful about this, actually. Loose threads, often one of loose threads, which the beggar has started to pull away, it started moving away, the beggar. So to pull that thread and tighten it, that you make the make a nice weave, it's all properly sewn in, that could be a serious problem of tofa. Don't get me wrong, Rabbi. Someone might say to myself, I've got a loose button, so you know what, this is very loose, I better put it off and then take off. But on the other hand, I have to be correct. It's you're stuck both ways. To put it tight is the problem, and to pull it off is the problem. You've got a problem of career and tofa, both of you have a problem with it. You have to be careful with that, either one as well. Okay, then we came on to the big machlokas over here, very interesting thing over here, and that is that's poshut. The issa of tofa, which is awesome in our Torah according to everyone, is a person does a tefillah which is going to last. If a person does a sort of sewing, which is only he intends to undo it after a while. That means, for example, he pulls some thread together, but he knows he's going to undo it after 1 day or 7 days. That's called tofa she'eda shel kayom. Yeah? That is a question. Is that similar to a knot and bone? Is that similar to a kesher, which a person makes temporary? The maisa, we are machmir. In tefira, we hold, even the tefira she'eda shel kayom is also. We are machmir in tofa, that even the tefira she'eda shel kayom is also to do. However, that's what we spoke out many times at this point. That's only when you're doing a normal tefillah and you haven't time to undo it. If you're doing a sewing, which is clear by the act of that sewing, it's only temporary. The Moshe, we spoke about safety pins. Safety pins that you do and you put through a beggar's, everyone knows that it's a temporary action. It's not meant to be long term. A person doesn't use to fasten garments, he doesn't use safety pins. It's not a normal way of keeping a beggar in position. He's using a safety pin just for now for a temporary thing. That's a different thing to Tefillah She'eda shel kayom. Tefillah She'eda shel kayom is when you're doing a proper tefillah and you have in mind to undo it within 7 days or whatever it is. That's a machlokes and a machmir. Something which is clear cut that the tefillah that you're doing is only temporary. It's mamish boilet that what you're doing is a temporary thing. It's not meant to be a lasting thing. That tofa is a different question completely, and that is mutter. So that's what we said with safety pins. Generally speaking, we allow you in safety pins to use a safety pin. The marshal, someone's got his trousers too loose in Shabbos, so he wants to put a safety pin to tighten, make a fold in the water. Obviously, again, the whole shy of the safety pin you only go through twice. If you go through the safety pin just once through one side and once out the other side, there's no shy, there's no port feeder. Toifa has to be you go through twice. So the shy of the safety pin is you go in and out and you come back on the same side, you've gone through twice. Is that a problem of toifa? With a safety pin. So we're saying now that since a safety pin seems quite recognizable to people that it's not meant to be a long-term thing, it's quite clear that it's a short-term thing, then there's no problem of using a safety pin. But if it's the sort of safety pin that you're going to put in a place where you could leave it there for a long time, the hem of the trousers. So no one sees what's going on there by the hem of your trousers. So you put a safety pin in there, it's very likely you can leave it for a long time. That's generally speaking a problem. So anything which could be long term left there, that's a problem. That's what we said. That's true. But if you put it in a way where it's clear it's going to be short term, that means the person puts the safety pin in, but he puts it in such a way that part of the safety pin is visible to the onlooker. So there, no one's going to leave it like that. It doesn't look good. So again, there, it's like a short term thing. It's clear that it's short term.
If I myself am up to it, I know I'll do it, get it done on Monday.
Doesn't mean it was that. But you left it in a place where it could be there for a long time.
Could be, yes.
Yeah, that's a problem. There's a gzera, which is a problem, pastors. That if you something which could be left for a long time, even though you intend to have...
You must be. You might be, you know.
What do you mean you might be? You are must.
I might be myself.
You don't like any trousers?
No. To know it's there.
Yeah, you have to know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's like having a button which is half loose and stuff like that. Carrying, you know, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you can be there, yes. I think he said at the time, actually, he sometimes gets in his shop and dry cleaners, the marshal sometimes buttons, so the safety pins go through it. But that could last for a long time, doesn't it? It has to be, if it's going to be under.
Yeah, but that's not nice, walking around with the bottom of
it. Depends if anyone sees it. I don't know if anyone sees it. It could be a small stage of it, just very slightly. Yeah, I don't know.
That's under your coat, it's not nice.
Yeah, if it's visible and people can see it, the mice, it's not visible, and the past, that's the thing we're stuck with long term, that's okay. But if a person generally doesn't mice it, much under a hem, why should a person bother? Why should it bother you? I mean, it's not nice to have them, but a person must have his own property. That's a matter of what a person prefers, but the mice is nothing staring him to leave it there like that. He could leave it there like that, that's a gazelle, maybe that could be problematic. So anything which is like that, so we send another 8 syllables to use dressmaker's pins. Those are not safety pins, they're just straightforward pins. Those could be uncomfortable. The person's not going to leave them normally in a position he's going to hurt himself. So there, very often, there's no gazelle in such a case there, because it's unlikely he's going to leave in that position. But otherwise, something where it could be the derech to leave. Say, generally, safety pins, you're right, normally safety pins that a person puts in his begotten normally are recognisable. It's unlikely to be there for a long time. It's very likely it's going to come off after a while. So generally speaking, safety pins are okay.
The mice are putting a thread behind it. It's the same thing, it's going to come and run again anyway, so it's
only temporary. True, it's lost from the bottom. But that's a normal way of doing things. It's not nickel at all, it's going to come undone. It's not recognisable when it's going to come undone. Yeah, it could be a short-term thing, but in my state, it's not recognisable when you're doing it. It's a short-term thing, that makes it problematic. You're right, it might not be a derice in that, because I don't know how it's going to hold for. But it's still awesome to do, it's an awesome problem. It's going to, what do you call it for, short-term?
What do you call a short-term, 7 days?
What do you call what?
If I put a notice up with a pin in it, I know by next week the tow away stand, the minute it's going to come down.
The derech to leave it could be left for a long time.
It won't be, because everyone will take it down. You know, everyone knows by the end of the Thursday night, it's down with it, the next lot.
Yeah, we spoke about this actually. It's only since the washing, he's got a chasm in the middle of the week. It doesn't want the notice up after.
Sure, it is. You know it's going to come down.
It's got to come down. Say, a notice board's only for an opinion could be as well, yeah? Besides that, let's say it's not, a shadow opinion. Let's say it's on a loose board, it's on a table, let's say. You're asking, when we spoke about it, the mice, we said it was a problem. I can't remember why, I have to check it out why we said it was a problem. Right, even a pin for a short term is a problem. It could be, it's not muchach, it could be the picture over here is clear, but to an onlooker, a pin in the board could be for a long time. So it could be, you don't look at each notice what it is. It could be
general. Who knows it's coming down on Thursday again? Everyone knows. It's throwaway signs. The Friday I come to shul, they're left on the side. I put them up. Everyone knows that next Thursday night they'll be down. Everybody knows.
Yeah, I'll check it up. We didn't touch on it. I remember speaking about a pin on a notice board, and you know it's going to come down. I have to check up again. I think we said it was a problem. Okay, what else did we say? Then we spoke about. Then we spoke about interesting about zips and Velcro. So we said pastors, many, many possible hold that zips and Velcro is clear cut. That it's only a short, it's not meant to be a proper bonding. It's like a button. I mean, that's clear. A button. A person wants to button up his coat, the lining of his coat, and he wants to leave it for 6 months like that. That means he's putting the winter lining in his coat, and he intends to leave it for 6 months like that. There's no shiny, he intends to leave for 6 months. I mean, it's going to be cold, he reckons, in the winter, unless there's some heat wave. But generally speaking, he expects it to be that the lining in the coat is going to be there for the whole of the winter. 6 months job. So a button, I didn't see anyone who's marking on a button. A button is clear, that's not a joining to what you call it. It's just an opening and closing. It's clear to everyone that button is meant to be undone. It's like we said, we've done this to a door of a house, commercial. There's no binion when you open and close the door of a house, because it's clear to anyone that's his job. You're not building anything, it's only meant for that purpose. Somebody's got a button on it and it's meant to be stuck into the lining, the button is no problem. When it comes to zips and Velcros, this is a bit of an issue, a long-term one. If it's a short-term one, we say there's no problem. Again, it's got the same as the button. When it comes to a long-term person, a person wants to leave it there for a long term. So there, we see the Vosner holds a problem. That since it's long-term, then it doesn't look like a button anymore. So he knows he's going to leave it for a long term. When Vosner holds that Velcro, he's talking about zips actually, it's the same thing, zips and Velcro, he ties the problem, it's going to be long term. He ties on, shouldn't leave, someone should not do a lining on something. Any place where a person's doing zips, which is going to be long term, he shouldn't do. So we spoke about this, we spoke about lining in a coat, we spoke about furniture covers, for example. Somebody got the cushions on the settee, and the marshal, let's say a child in the shovels, takes out the inside cushion, he opens the zip up, he unzips it, takes the cushion out, and now it's not very nice, you want to zip it up again. That could be a problem. According to a Vosner, that's problematic. That's a long-term thing. It's not meant to be opened up. It's meant to be closed. It's right. It's never meant to be opened up. When you wash it, maybe it's meant to. It's generally understood to be a long-term seething, that's problematic. Who I think we said the hood on, for Charles Coates, a person in the winter, for example, wants to put the hood on. So that's a long-term thing. So revolting again, all the same shit, and all these problems from the case should be a problem. The mice from Schlemmer's arm says that's all right. Zipping is similar to buttoning, he says. Zipping and Velcro is similar to buttoning, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever, even if you're going to do it long-term. So it looks like it's a look, it's a positive, this point over here, a person who, what do you call it, who wants to zip up or put Velcro on for a long-term, is then is to do it. I mean, short-term is no problem, so that's clear, short-term is no problem. A person wants to do it for long-term, is there a problem of doing that on done? So say, the bottom hole of the mice, what should we do it? And Schlemmer's arm and others tied in, there's no problem with that, even for long-term. And then we moved on after the zips and Velcro, and we talked about these sticky tabs. That was also very interesting. These tabs over here, and watch this over here. This, watch a tab like this. So again, we said over here that this is clear. Most people understand that these tabs are temporary. So because it's not a shy of Trishish Hayama, it's understood, it's then built, they're made really for short-term use. So really, up to 7 days, one's allowed to use it without problem. It's a person using a safe on Shabbos, and he knows during the week or my next Shabbos he'll be already used it once more, so he wants to put his sticker in order to know where he's up to, no problem at all. If it's going to be more than 7 days, that could be more problematic. Once it's more than 7 days, that could be more a problem. Could be, that's another question. And then we spoke about another interesting point, and that is when it goes over the writing. So he said that if this tab goes over the writing, this one's a good example of it, this is a red one here. If it goes over the writing, where it obscures the writing underneath, so you can't read what's underneath anymore, so that could be a shayla now of moichel. When you take it off on Shabbos, that could be a shayla of erasing. So you're getting rid of the dirt, and you can now see the letters underneath it. That could be a question of moichel. That's not possible to take off, but that could be moichel. Others say that it's a very weak attachment, and it's able to come off, and therefore it's not called that at all. That's an interesting point as well. Yeah? I say the transparent ones are no problem whatsoever. You can see the writing still, even with the transparent ones on, so that's no issue whatsoever. The only one that could be a problem is this one over here, which, as I say, it obscures the writing. You can't really see underneath it. That could be more of an issue. Okay, that was that. What else did we speak about? We spoke about the sticky tabs on pretzel bags and things like that. We said that was really better because it's only made, it's built on into the thing, it's able to come on and off. That's where it's better. And then we also spoke about plasters. That was also very interesting, plasters. So we didn't go into the issue of peeling off the plaster. Yeah? Well, that wasn't the shadow here. The shadow we spoke about was, let's say the plaster's already peeled off. Let's ignore that problem about how you take the tabs off and how you open the packets or career. I'm talking about sticking a plaster on someone's finger. So we say that interesting that when you stick a plaster on to a person, so the actual plaster on the person, there's no problem with tofu. It's clear it's going to come after a short time, and that is no problem. The only problem could be that a post can point out, which is an interesting point, is that the plaster goes around itself, and you're sticking one end of the plaster onto another part of the plaster, which is tofu. I could undo it. It's not often you slip off the whole plaster. It could be if the plaster gets wet, for example, and then very often the person doesn't undo the whole plaster, they just slip the whole plaster off. That could be a question of tofu, which for a long time. So we said two answers. Either a person puts the plaster straight up, straight across the cut, which is not always so practical. They put it on that way, straight up. Someone said to me, it's not always so practical. You bit your finger off nearly. It's going to come off, not practical. The other answer we gave was to put the plaster on the slant. As you wind the plaster around like this, so it's not overlapping itself. That way, it'll be no problem at all. There's another answer of how to do it, that will be no problem whatsoever. That gets around this problem of tofu on the plaster itself. A person sticks the plaster onto itself, and then he's coming onto Shal Tzvi Shin Shkayoma. If a person intends to take it off, that's a bit of an issue. That's not so possible, so that one should try and avoid. So about butterfly stitching, butterfly plasters, where that is the mice have to bond the skin together. The mice, we said many possible, there's no problem. We said there's no tofu on good for adult. It's not poshers, but the mice, a butterfly plaster is zichabetic, it's a grom, it doesn't help them straight away, it takes time. There's an interesting shayla, a doctor would have to know, can you stitch, let's say, I don't know if they use them anymore nowadays, but the old times we used to stitch a person's wound. Could a Jewish doctor do that on Shabbos? Is that called tofu mamish? Well, good for us. It's a big question, actually. It's tofu.
What? Is it
not a
sakonas
evo? First of all, you can't be over an isidraisi. It was tofu as an isidraisi. Sakonas evo doesn't let you do an isidraisi. It allows you to do a malachanachiyad. It doesn't allow. Sakonas evo doesn't allow you to do an isidraisi. So if this Teufel is a traditional Kayama, it's very often it lasts for a long time, and it is Teufel on Gufa Adol, then you've done Issa Matera. So you have to know what to do in such a case.
There's a chashash of infection also.
Yeah, a chashash of infection is a cost of washes, then that would be allowed to be done. But that's a no. Often one can cover it for one to clean it in an area and keep it covered for a while. I had such a thing not so long ago, heard from Solomonix. He said to me in the magazine, he said, it depends what you want to do. First, you can put a plaster around and put elastic band on it, often. So you don't need to put the sticky tail, you don't have to do the sticky. Yeah, I mean, that way's right. One has to know. And then finally, we're talking about nappies, all the same. Shiner, magnets, we said, well, no problems at all with magnets. Even though it holds the thing in position for a long time, that's not called a problem. Okay, everybody, so I think that's more or less it. Okay.